y'all. Welcome back to Rewind and Recap, where the wine is as necessary as the chaos in our favorite shows. I know we've been gone for a couple weeks. You know, we had some things to take care of, but we're back now, and we're back with a new show that we know you guys love, Married at First Sight Season 14, and it's getting hot. We're so excited to talk about it with y'all tonight, but before that, let me introduce myself. If you're new, I'm Princess. I'm one of the co-hosts for the show, and I'm actually drinking a whiskey sour. It's one of my Christmas presents, a Bartesian. So it like spits out these cute little cocktails, and they come to like little packets for the alcohol. And like, you have to have your own alcohol, but it's like the little packets have like the mixture of the juice or whatever in it. And it just like shoots it out. So one of the ones we have is whiskey sour. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. But I do have wine as well, so when I run out of this.
We were actually out because of me, y'all. Like, the flu was beating my ass. I was hoarse for more than 7 days. I couldn't eat. So, you know, I'm trying to get my weight back up and be a thick bitch again. So, you know, I'm drinking the wine that I feel is the healthiest for me again. I've gone back to red.
Okay.
And it is the Sweet Red by Moiselle. If you've been listening to our show before, then you guys know that I've mentioned this sweet red wine before. I get it from Aldi's. It's really good, and it gets you really, really fucked up. Like, I think it's like 11%, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And it's good.
I'm definitely happy to see that you don't have White Zinfandel by Oakleaf today. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Rewind and Recap, where the wine is as necessary as the chaos in our favorite shows. I know we've been gone for a couple weeks. You know, we had some things to take care of, but we're back now, and we're back with a new show that we know you guys love, Married at First Sight Season 14, and it's getting hot. We're so excited to talk about it with y'all tonight, but before that, let me introduce myself. If you're new, I'm Princess. I'm one of the co-hosts for the show, and I'm actually drinking a whiskey sour. It's one of my Christmas presents, a Bartesian. So it like spits out these cute little cocktails, and they come to like little packets for the alcohol. And like, you have to have your own alcohol, but it's like the little packets have like the mixture of the juice or whatever in it. And it just like shoots it out. So one of the ones we have is whiskey sour. So that's what I'm drinking tonight. But I do have wine as well, so when I run out of this.
So if you guys... Sorry, I'm a little rusty. We were actually out because of me, y'all. Like, the flu was beating my ass. I was hoarse for more than 7 days. I couldn't eat. So, you know, I'm trying to get my weight back up and be a thick bitch again. So, you know, I'm drinking the wine that I feel is the healthiest for me again. I've gone back to red.
Okay.
And it is the Sweet Red by Moiselle. If you've been listening to our show before, then you guys know that I've mentioned this sweet red wine before. I get it from Aldi's. It's really good, and it gets you really, really fucked up. Like, I think it's like 11%, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And it's good.
I'm definitely happy to see that you don't have White Zinfandel by Oakleaf today.
I was this close to pouring it. This close. But you know, we were on that weather alert for like the storms and stuff. So I'm just like, damn, like, I have wine. It's like, I like White Zinfandel, but I'm like, if we get stuck in this house and I literally can't go anywhere, I don't want to be stuck in the house just drinking all my White Zinfandel, because like, I'm cornered in with this weather by myself,
right?
And I'm not gonna lie, this Moiselle take you there too. That's why my glass is not full today.
Okay so, I do have
my White Zinfandel. I forgot about that.
Yes, her name is Cece. I think you did say it. I did get White Zinfandel in honor of you, because I was like, I'm hoping she's gonna switch it up, but I'm gonna have it just to show her that, you know.
Period.
I got me some White Zinfandel. It's not that strong though. The one I got is only 9% alcohol, which is very underwhelming, but whatever. That's why I got the whiskey sour to start.
It's not oak leaf.
It ain't oak leaf. You know, you're gonna get a good 11%, 11.5%.
Oak leaf put some hair on your chest.
Okay. It really is strong. Anyway, y'all, I'm sorry. Shout out to Oakleaf. Hit us up, please. Before we jump into tonight's show, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Rewind and Recap. That's REWINDRECAP. And we live tweet now every Wednesday, since Mavs comes on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we are going to start going live on Instagram every week, or at least every other week. Goddamn, we're going to get it together. But now that my girl is back in the game, she's feeling better.
Yes, we're going to get back on.
Yes, we're going to get back on our content, y'all, because I know we've been a little quiet, but we here. So,
and ease.
Enough of that. These couples.
I just immediately, when the show came on, I was like, what the fuck does Princess have me watching? Because so y'all, I've never seen the show ever. Like, Princess, and you know, it's so funny because I feel like Rewind and Recap was my idea off of like just my love for Real Housewives of Potomac. Yes. But Princess is like a serial reality show watcher. Like, my sis, she knows a good show. And when I wanted to do this, because I love to talk, I love podcasting, and I love listening to podcasts, I was like, me and Princess will be perfect to pair together for this. So I feel like you've definitely expanded my reality show palette.
Mm-hmm.
And this show, I'm just glad it doesn't come on the same time as Potomac, because
I'm trying to
monitor how much I cuss.
Mm-hmm.
And show, 2 hours, and then having to deal with Potomac or another show on top of this,
while I watch the show. Like,
that stressed me out so bad. And the crazy part about it is I had to watch the episodes literally back to back because I missed the first live tweeting because I was just so out of it from being so sick.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I said, and you saw it, I was like, what the fuck does Princess have me watching?
Yeah.
What is this shit?
It's a lot when you're new to it. Because when I first saw it, my mom kind of put me onto it. And I was like, what is this corny shit? And then one day I like went back and I watched, no, one day the season 12 came out. It was season 12. And that one was crazy. Like when that man wasn't attracted to her, but he still had sex with her. And he bought his baby mama a Benz. He found out he had a baby after he got married. Girl, that's season 12. That's why I said, go watch season 12. That one, I was like, okay, let me go back and watch the old seasons. And I went back and binge like Maths from like season one and up. It's only like a couple seasons I haven't seen. They look boring. But for the most part, I had to catch up. And this show is nothing but mess. You have a couple couples that have been successful. They're still married. They have babies now. It's really beautiful. But it don't happen like that for everybody. So I was like, we got to do this one next. Because the new season was coming out. It was right on time. We had just ended Insecure. This was perfect. So I'm happy we jumped on it because the girls are living for Maths.
Michelle is a mess.
Yeah. So the first couple, Lindsay and Mark, what really took me out at first is when I found out Mark auditioned for the show 4 or 5 years ago and didn't get it. And he's still single today. I was just like,
he scares me.
Yes, a lot.
He got predator eyes.
You know, I just don't know. I'm like, ooh, what? Like, what's going on? And then he has, I don't trust no man with cats. I don't trust no man with cats, period, ever. So him having cats, him having auditioned for this show years ago, and he's still single, he ain't even got no prospects. It's giving odd, it's giving creepy. So, but Lindsay's odd and creepy too, so they might be a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I did think it was kind of admirable that he's his mom's caretaker.
Yeah, that is very sweet.
Yeah, and I think that takes a lot of strain for a child to take care of their parent, because that's something that I'm afraid of. It's just like, but it's a part of life, and it's like watching your parents become a baby and you kind of become their parent. It's weird, you know? And so I kind of felt for him when it came to that, because that's a lot on a child to have to take care of their parent, their sick parent. So I felt for him there. I kind of saw Mark the human, instead of Mark the creep.
I feel like, especially with him losing his dad, and you can tell that, like, you know, like, he was really close to his dad. So that was really sad. But I'm with you on the cats. Like, first of all, I don't even like cats, period. So a man tell me that he got cats, I'd be like, oh, we can go ahead and make sure we divorce immediately.
He got three. Like, why you need three cats? I don't get it. And cats, I don't like them because, y'all, I love animals. I'm a big animal lover. If you know me, like, 1 week I want a pet duck, the next week I want a baby giraffe. I love animals. But cats are just a no for me. I feel like they're so antisocial. Like, I don't feel like they really appreciate or even like their owners. I just feel like cats like to roam around as strays. I don't understand domesticating cats. I just don't.
Never. They're too aggressive for me.
Yeah. Like, one day they can be licking your hand, and the next you go in to pet them, and they're just like, I've been
I
known to be
don't,
another kid.
I can't. And I feel like where I knew that Lindsay and what you call it would probably be a good match was when she said she hated dogs. I'm like, what type of weird bitch hate dogs?
I don't trust nobody who hate dogs.
I like dogs. Dogs are my preferred pet now. I'm afraid when they start to get a little too big. You know, Brownetta is my preferred.
Your
And
preferred
then
size.
my brother's dog, which I don't even want to talk about this dog because that just upset me so bad. But my brother had pits and his pit just recently died.
Oh,
But
God.
like when dogs are, you can tell like they have home training and they're bigger. I can tolerate them. But them big ass guard dogs that's meant to attack and want to sniff and jump up on everybody when you not new, I'm good. I don't like that. But I'm like, what you mean you don't like dogs?
Anyways, Lindsay also has, well, she doesn't have, he doesn't have a strained relationship with his mom, but she has a strained relationship with her mom. So it's just interesting how they're both coming into the marriage with like interesting maternal dynamics, which I think they'll be able to support each other through. And I know he said he was always, concerned when he was out dating when it came to women understanding his situation with his mom being our caretaker. But I really think Lindsay might be the person to be very understanding about that because she don't even have her mom in her life. So I think she'll just be grateful to be able to experience his mother and also kind of just be compassionate and supportive with him as he goes through that because first, you're the caretaker, but we all know how that ends. And I'm sure that's in the back of his mind all the time. So hopefully she can just be supportive and loving and kind of really help him through it. So I do think there'll be a good match for that in that instance. They both love cats and they both seem weird as hell to me. So I feel like they'll be okay. They're a little
So
weird.
I love Lindsay and I feel like Lindsay got on everybody's nerves, but she's so fucking obnoxious. I think I enjoy her through the TV. I don't know that I will be able to tolerate her in person because she is a bit much, but because I ain't got to deal with her, that shit is funny to me. You know what I'm saying? I do agree with everything like with the moms, but one thing that I will say is I don't like that I feel like they joined them together on some trauma bond shit. Like
That's a good point.
everybody has shit going on with family. Like, that's life. There's no way to escape that. But to say, oh, I feel like these people are a good match because of what they have going on with their moms, and like where one lacks, the other has, but she's also probably in a process of dying. It's like, don't pair me with somebody to fucking trauma bond with. Like, I'm looking for love, not like, you know what I'm saying? That type of ordeal.
I think
It's
she'll
like,
be empathetic. I definitely agree because I didn't think about that angle. Hopefully it's not on no trauma bonding shit. Hopefully they'll take the route of her being empathetic and him opening up about it and them moving forward in a healthy way. But that is definitely a really good point. I didn't think about that. Damn. But I'm hoping it'll go the positive route where it's like she's there for him. She's able to be there for him and he can be vulnerable with her and they can, forge ahead and love, some shit like that. But when married at first sight, it's always gonna be a plot twist.
My very first tweet was literally, so Lindsay and Mark basically a trauma bond couple.
Damn.
Like, I just don't,
These experts, you're gonna learn how, like,
they
not,
don't seem
they
very
don't have much expertise.
expertise at all. At
Oh my God.
all.
They've had some, I will give it to them. They've had some matches in this whole franchise, well, in this whole show that have been like, I mean, since like season one, season two, still together. But, it's gotten messier and messier with each season. And I feel like sometimes they be pairing people for ratings. Like, they know this is gonna be some mess. And I know we're gonna get some views. Let's put these motherfuckers together. We don't care. And actually, the last season, I read in a blog, it was kind of rumored that one of the couples were casted and they were just like extras. They weren't a real couple. They were just extras in the show and they ended up breaking up after the show, all that bullshit. And it's like, damn, like I thought this was really about real love and y'all casting fill-in couples. Like, of course they are not gonna be together. But I thought that was interesting because I had never heard of them doing that until last season.
You know, I feel like, well, we still have one more topic to discuss, but I feel that way about the next people we're going to talk about.
Oh, yes, me too.
Yes, but Lindsay is fucking hilarious. I think that her sparking personality is gonna be great for Mark, because Mark seems very much like a Jersey Shore kind of boy, and like he's very, like, you could tell he likes to have fun, but I feel like she's gonna either bring that out of him and he's gonna love that about her, or she's gonna be too much and he gonna be like, appreciate what y'all did for me, but I'm good. I just feel like he's gotten to that place in his life where it's like he's desperate for love, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I can definitely,
like, I really want love, and I hope that, and it's like, no, it's like, I really want love, and, you know, and it's like, okay, first of all, close your eyes just a little bit.
Just close for a little bit.
But then, say what you gotta say, but it's giving desperate, it's giving I will do anything for love, and it's like, I mean, I guess. Him and Lindsay, I'm rooting for them, but I don't know if I can see them lasting long term, especially if that meat ain't big. Because I said, oh, Lindsay concerned about the important shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was dick not little. I said, I know that's right, sis.
And it looked like it might be. And my thing is, I he did say that he feels like she would be the one to help him enjoy more of his life. I do feel like her no filter is actually a good thing. I actually like that about her. I like people who don't really have too much of a filter. They're very honest with how they feel, they say it. I appreciate that about people. But like you said, I don't think I want to hang out with her in public, like on a regular basis, you know. I appreciate her free spirit and I do like that, but I don't know if, you know, it'll get old for him. Like at first it'll be exciting, spontaneous, thrilling. But then after a while, I feel like he'll be like, all right, now, damn, you can't be laying out in benches everywhere. Every time we go somewhere, you know, laying on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Lindsay the type of bitch that if you friends with her, you got to be prepared to fight every time y'all go out, because you just don't know what type of energy she going to be on.
Yeah. And she definitely look like she might be one of them drunks that just like lose control. Like she just say anything, do anything. And them type of people, when they drink and they get like that, it's like, I don't want to go.
That's usually how they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for that. So I appreciate Lindsay's free spirit. I love a good free spirit. But like you said, I ain't got to be around her. So I'm cool with it. But she'll definitely be fun to watch on TV. I feel like she reminds me, honestly, when I first saw her, you don't know who this is, but she's from a previous season. Her and her husband are still married. She reminds me of, is it Jess? Y'all, if y'all hear this, correct me. Jessica, she had like red hair. She was like a firecracker. I actually liked her. Lindsay is a bit even more up a notch from her, and that's saying a lot. So we'll see, because her and her husband almost broke up because she was just a lot. So that's why I'm like, if Lindsay's more than that, I don't know how much Mark can take, you know, but we'll see. They seem okay so far. Moving on to the extras that were casted for the show.
Girl.
Katina and Olajuwon. Isaac.
She is fucking beautiful.
Gorgeous. Let me say, both.
This is my tweet of the week is about her, and it was the only thing that was distracting me about her. So I'm going to save it until the end. But like, other than that, she is fucking gorgeous.
What are you talking about?
She's fucking gorgeous.
I think she's gorgeous too. I think this season is great for Black women. They casted two gorgeous Black women. Okay.
Yes.
I was so happy because we've had seasons with Black women, and sometimes I'm not saying they be missing, but I feel like the light they portray them in sometimes isn't always my favorite. And I think so far these women just they carry in themselves well. It's I'm digging the vibe.
The fits are on.
Yes. Okay. And just beautiful. And Olajuwon. Olajuwon, when I first saw him, I was like, okay, damn, okay, he cute. Like just universally, I was like, okay, I think he's a good looking guy. I think this is a good pick. He might be a playboy because just how he looks. And then he was like, I spent time working on myself, and I was like, okay, he the first person to say that. That's cool. That's cool. Then this nigga said at the cookout where he announced he got matched that he had to have a wife that had a hot meal ready every time he came home.
At that moment, I clocked out. I didn't care. I didn't care about nothing else this nigga was gonna have to say for as long as he was on that show. If this is y'all first time tuning in, because like you said, I know the show was gonna bring in a lot of new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe in a traditional role outside of a man being a provider. And I say that because I know how to provide for myself. So you being a provider means that I need to know that you know how to survive, not necessarily because I need you to take care of me. Do I expect you to? Of course. But I'm not no bum ass bitch, and I'm not just not bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah.
But if you are the type of man where the first thing you care about is a bitch being barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen cooking you a hot ass meal when I know you probably expect her to get her ass up and go to work every single day like you do, mm-hmm. you automatically got me fucked up. Because why you don't know how to cook?
Exactly.
And then on top of that, I notice the men who want this traditional wife, or they have those type of expectations on women, usually be men that are not good men. Why do you feel like it's okay if you require so much for a woman when you don't even deserve the type of bitch that you asking for? And like, you are very much still in your hoe phase. It's obvious. It's obvious. Like, who are you trying to convince on us that you worked on yourself? What in did a pandemic, you do?
You had to stay home, nigga. I was doing the math because somebody tweeted that shit. I was like, wait a fucking minute. Like, that nigga had to stay home. I was like, okay, so you been home. You was lonely. You probably got drunk one night at home and said you're going to sign up to get you a wife. You got lucky and got matched. And then you're going to use this whole storyline of you a change man. And I think that was a cover-up. I think that was a cover-up because he knew he was coming on this show. He didn't want nobody coming out of the woodwork. So he's going to lead with the playboy fuckboy past so that it don't come back to bite him. Nah, nigga, you still that nigga. Because Isaac didn't waste no time at that bachelor party.
At all.
Isaac said, I'm here now.
When he choked that bitch with that goddamn knee, nigga, this nigga wrapped his fucking leg around that bitch neck like he was trying to crack some fucking pecans for a pie. I said, I know he is not getting up here showing his ass like that.
That nigga went Mortal Kombat on her ass. He's
like, goddamn, Tumbo. He the goddamn last level of Mortal Kombat. You know, the nigga that's like half beast, half man.
Yes.
Damn, you at the top of the tower, about to fucking choke the bitch out on national TV. Like, damn, am I watching fucking...
Girl.
Is this the ID channel or is this the fucking Lifetime? I mean, it's kind of the same.
He a changed man, though. He a changed man. And if you a changed man and you that easily come out your clothes around some bitches, shut up. Oh my God, this whole traditional wife thing that had me on the ground. Like, I was like, this is and this probably was shot in 2021. I'm like, this is 2021. You being somebody who ain't bringing shit to the table as far as compromising and whatever, but you expect a cook meal, a traditional wife. You basically want your mama. And what I'm not finna do is be your second mom or take your mom's place. I can't stand niggas who basically want to find their mom. You need
pity bitch ass niggas.
That's basically what you want. If that's what you go back home to mama, get off this show.
And the crazy part about it was like his mom was really very much saying that. Like, no, that's not the case. And my thing is like when your mama check you about your expectations and you have to sit here and argue, it's like, nigga, some bitches do that type shit because they want to. But one thing about it, I guess it may be different because it's the show. But for me, I feel like if you pursue me, you don't get to try to come to me and tell me how you want me to change to accommodate you because you could have just left me to fuck alone.
Right.
I feel like the person I'm supposed to be with is going to love me for who I am because I don't feel like I'm a bad person. Are there things that I could still probably work on and change with my person? That's always going to be the case when you date someone.
Yeah.
But you're wanting too much. And even just from like the type of party girl that they show us, and even, you know, Katina wanting to be like a mom and have love and being like, oh, she party. I just don't see her being that type of bitch. Their wedding had me cracking up, but we gonna get there. We gonna fucking get there.
I totally agree. I think he needs therapy and not this show. And he needs to figure out why he has this ideology about what a wife is. And I mean, that's what you want.
Especially when you don't even know how to be a husband. You don't even know how to be a fucking boyfriend. You just stopped cheating today.
And today, literally. And we don't even know if that's true because you had a bitch in a chokehold in a strip club minutes before your wedding. So I don't know. But I just think that they were definitely casted for the drama. I know this is not going to end well. I know this is going to end up in some bullshit. He probably going to get, we're going to get to this in the predictions. I'm going to hold it. Okay. So I also hate, I know they were fucking casted because he keeps talking about his history of cheating and his childish ways. She keeps talking about how she used to be cheated on. And I'm like, why would y'all do this? Like you said, this man just stopped cheating yesterday. And you know this woman is got trauma from relationships and being cheated on. Like, they were sharing stories, her and Jasmina, and I was just like, damn, one had a baby on her, one was in a relationship for like 9 years. It was just like, what are y'all doing? Like, why would y'all put her with him?
Getting ratings.
That's how they were the cast. They're the casted couple for, they're the extras. For sure.
I feel like Jasmina and the other one might be that way too.
I'm praying Jasmina and Michael are not casted because it's like, or not extras, because I like them together. They're really cute, but I don't think he's her type. And that's my fear because she was very much unfazed and he was just like, angel. Like he was just like engulfed by her. And I'm like, damn, Michael, you finna get your heart broken. By a bad bitch too. That's the worst. And yeah, he's definitely a mama's boy, which is something we caught too. I think that's gonna play, you know, a part in their demise because I personally don't like mama's boys. I like men who are close to their moms and have good solid relationships with their mom and the women in their life and their family. But I think there's a line between that and like mama's boys, you know, because it's just a bit much. It can be a bit much depending on the guy.
And also men being, and I need to say this to women because a man respecting his mom or being close to his mom is not an indication that he's a good man.
That's because true. Because
loved his mom to death was a terrible nigga.
Yeah.
A terrible nigga. And I think that sometimes women try to gauge how close men are to their moms or their sisters to be like, oh, I know he's going to be the perfect husband or a perfect man because look at how he treats the women in his life. Yeah, he didn't have a choice with them.
Yeah.
Like, he has a choice with you. He ain't got to do that. Yeah. And the type of love that a man is going to show his mom and show his sisters is not the same type of love that he has to have for a romantic partner.
That's true.
So,
that's true. And I think he's going to be the latter. Yep. Asian nigga who love his mama but don't know shit about being a boyfriend, let alone a husband.
He already told us that he don't.
This is going to be such a shit show. Isaac, we already kind of talked about this, but Isaac making a appearance at this bachelor party, unwarranted appearance, without hesitation. And I was just like, this can't be happening. Like, is this the same nigga in the confessionals talking about he putting his boyish ways behind and he ain't cheating no more and Isaac is of the past? Nigga, you got your kneecap in this bitch trachea. Like, you finna take her ass to glory with one good, like, nudge. And I just couldn't believe my eyes. And I'm really curious to see.
I could.
What Katina's gonna think after she sees all this footage, which I'm sure she probably already has. Just wow.
When I saw Olajuwon Holiday, I knew exactly why he was there and what purpose he was there to serve. Because it's like they're trying to make him the fucking spectacular Pretty Ricky
changed of the group. Yeah.
Like he's trying, like he's casted as that fuck nigga that thinks he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Y'all, I can't let Insecure.
Insecure! I'm about to say that's Insecure.
But I'm just like, I knew immediately why he was there. And I'm just like, whatever his storyline is, I'm not convinced. Not convinced. Like,
not at all.
And I can't wait till we get to their wedding. Cause
I can't wait. Their wedding was the most eventful for me in so many ways.
Bro.
That gave me the drama I needed in the last episode. Cause this shit moving slow. I need these weddings to come on so we can get to honeymoons. Bitch, I got another prediction. I can't even take notes for my predictions because I got shit to say about Mr. Isaac.
Girl, he stresses me the fuck out.
I think he's gonna be attracted to Jasmina.
So bad.
I think he's gonna be attracted to Jasmina. I'm just
Jasmina is a bad bitch.
I think when he sees her, he's gonna be looking a little too hard.
I hate to say it, but like the black women that they selected for this season,
bitch.
I haven't even seen them. It's just like, and it might be the same for Michael. Like, damn. Jasmine just reminds me of Pocahontas. She's so fucking gorgeous.
Yes, that was my favorite movie growing up. I used to think Pocahontas was my sister because my mama told me I had a little Cherokee in my family. So I always thought that, like, that might be my sister. Bitch, I used to love that movie. But anyway, the one time I felt Lindsay, like, I was like, okay, I get it, Lindsay, was when she was like, Jasmina is gorgeous. If I got matched with her, I'd be happy. Like, the way she was just like worshiping her in her confessional, I was like, bitch, I get it, because I feel the same fucking way.
She's like, so fucking beautiful. So beautiful.
Just, girl, and isn't she Jamaican, or Michael's Haitian. She's Jamaican, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I want her to give Michael a chance. I feel like they can have some good sex. I said it. And I know Michael packing. I know.
Especially because he's little. You know little niggas be tripods.
And then he a Haitian. I know he got that hip work. Girl, let's move on.
I'm crying.
Steve and Noi. I like them.
I think that they're going to be great together.
I do too. I have, you know, one little concern.
The
brokenness. I need Steve to get a damn job. I need Steve to get on somebody payroll immediately. Like, I need him to have interviews lined up when they finally go on their honeymoon. I need him to be like, I'm jobless, but, like, I need a comma, because my issue with Steve, I love Steve. I think Steve kind of fine.
He is a cute little Hawaiian, Asian.
I like a little swirl or whatever. So I'm looking, because, you know, Jordan kind of light bright, but I don't hold it against him. But I was looking at Steve like, you fine. You have a lot going for you aesthetically. You can't come on this show and shit on all that by being jobless. When he revealed that he like doesn't have a job because he just got back from backpacking and traveling, I was like, okay, that's cool. I love an adventurous guy. But if you know now you're done with traveling, going state to state, you need to have had something lined up when you got back home. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he said he was freelancing, but it's like, that's cool. But you can't be coming on this show trying to be a husband, and you can't, again, provide. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my only issue with Steve. I wish he would have waited until he got a little bit more stable. I feel like husbands need to provide that stability and security, and I just wish he would have gotten his shit together just a little bit more, because he's not a bad pick. And I think he's getting a bad rap because he's unemployed, and Twitter ain't gonna let it go.
But you know what I think about that? Why I feel like I'm not worried? Because the type of job that he had before, and it's like, unless you were just recklessly spending, you shouldn't be broke.
Yeah.
Like, if you had that much time to take off to be able to travel, because you traveling, gas ain't cheap.
Yeah.
So I definitely don't feel like he's broke. He just doesn't have set income, so I think he's gonna be okay, and I think that that's why I was not worried, because of the type of job he revealed that he had beforehand. Like,
yeah,
you was making good money, so there's no way that you should have blown through your shit. And and one thing about it is, when you get fired or whatever, or you get furloughed, then like your retirement, any of that other shit, those checks start coming to you immediately. So if he had been with the company for a minute, been sacking up money, like, him not having a job doesn't necessarily equate to him being broke.
Not at all.
I think that was just me trying to be hopeful, because I'm like, I think Steve is just so adorable. But I'm with you. Like, okay, so now that you're back, what now?
Yeah.
And you then, have a plan.
You know, I'm not trying to make this about race, but other ethnicities that aren't black, when they do go like backpacking and all that shit, they do it very frugally. Like, they do it on a budget. They'll have like one little backpack full of items, and that's it. And they'll, you know, and they're like, they're really budget friendly if they do go backpacking or traveling the world. Like, they travel smart. So that's my hopes too, that he didn't blow all of his money when he was traveling.
I
need to drop
some damn tips, because I sure plan on doing that when I graduate.
Really? Like a little car?
Oh, no, hell no. Flight.
Okay, I'm about to say, don't do that, friend. That's a little dangerous.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't even like to drive to Walmart. I'm damn sure not driving across this fucking country. For me to come to Atlanta stresses me out now. I need a flight.
So I'm a listen to you. I'm hoping he ain't, you know, them pockets ain't empty, and I'm hoping he has some things lined up. He did say he was freelancing and he works in tech. Tech pays big dollars. So I'm hopeful that even if he doesn't have like a job lined up, he at least has some money to, you know, like, hey, look at this. I'm not broke. 'Cause they do share like finances and stuff on this show too. They don't give explicit numbers, but the couples do go into that. So I'm hoping he'll be able to just calm her concerns, you know. But I really like Steve. I really do. He seems like he
But
has a spirit.
I feel like Noi is just such a free spirit, and she just loves what her parents has so much that even if he was broke, she'd probably be like, oh, he's fine, he's kind, I'll take it. Hell, I'll be the breadwinner. Because you know, a lot of women in like Asian culture, the men definitely take care of them, but the women are not afraid to get their hands dirty to provide for their families. So I think in terms of like how our culture views a man without a job may not be the same for other
That's true.
Asian communities. So
That's
I
true.
think that they'll be okay. I think that they're
I
going to
do
be
too.
really cute together. I love her free spirit. I love that Steve just seems so warm, you know? I really did.
He's
Like
warm and
immediately when I
honest.
saw him, I was like, oh. So yeah.
And I think, like you said, their free spirits also complement each other. So I think they'll be great in that aspect. They both seem very spontaneous. They both seem like they like to just live life, which is always really good. Sometimes it's a struggle when one person is like super spontaneous and just, you know, and the other person's like kind of rigid. That creates a lot of friction. So I love how they're already kind of in sync when it comes to that, because they can have a lot of adventure together. And that's like the beautiful thing, you know, they can get on the road together. It's really cute. And so I'm really excited about them. And she looked gorgeous in her dress. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what they think of each other. And her mom is so fucking adorable. I love Noi's mom. Side note. I think she's a adorable little honey bun. Like, she's just so cute. Like, I'm sorry. She's just so adorable. Okay, so we talked about his lack of stability and security, but we're hoping for the best. So yeah, they're definitely in my top two. And we already know who my other two is. I think it's pretty obvious. Moving right on to them, Jasmina and Michael. What did you think?
So first of all, I was like, Jasmina is beautiful as fuck. That was that. And I feel like Michael has this thing about him where it's like, I don't think that he's ugly.
Not at all.
I just would not double take at him. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I think he's one of those guys where he's easily overlooked at like a gathering or whatever, but when you get somehow end up in a conversation with him, it's like, damn. Like, okay, I
You
hope he
kind
asked
of
my number.
fine.
Right? Like, I hope he asked my number. He's kind of cute. But you gotta like get close and talk to him. Like, I think he's fine. He's just, like you said, he's not, you know, Isaac. You know, people immediately see Isaac when they walk into a party because it's a cliche fuckboy nigga look. But he's that nigga where it's like, you gotta talk to him. You gotta really be around him to see that, like, he is really warm and sweet. And, you know, he was getting ready for the wedding and I saw them damn biceps. And I was like, okay, so we got muscles too. And I know he packing. I just know he is. But I just think he.
African men always. That's why I'm finna take me a trip to Lagos or something. Friend, you wanna go there sometime this year?
Go, man.
Oh, well, you can't go for the same reason I'm going. Sorry, Jordan, if you
Where you
listen.
going? Why you? I can't go to get
No.
naked, but I can be a wing woman. I'm a good wing woman,
My
but
dog.
I hope Jasmina gives him a chance, because I know she wasn't like really excited. You know, she was a very good sport and I appreciate that, but I know she ain't, that he's not her type. And I just wish he was just a few inches taller. I think that's his only like aesthetic flaw, that he's not tall. 'Cause he's a beard, got hair, that nigga fine, he got muscles. He a little short, you know? He just a little small.
That's what turned me off by him. I could tell when a man is small by how much of his body fit in a headshot. And I was just like,
There's a lot up here.
how did TikTok go?
I
Other than that, it's like,
You
yeah,
can
like,
definitely tell from like the shoulders up how tall
yeah.
it
So
is.
I was just like, I mean, I guess. I just feel like I see Jasmina with like Michael, but in tall,
Yeah.
you know?
I see her putting her head in someone's chest. You know?
Yes,
That's what I
not
see for
putting they
her.
fucking foreheads together. Because that's what it's giving. It's giving,
It's
it's giving, it's morphin' time, bitch. And I don't like that from my sis, you know, but to each his own. Maybe she didn't say that tall was a requirement, because bitch, that would have been number one on my list.
And even if she would have, I'm telling you, them experts don't always give you what the fuck you asked for. They be putting you with people they think you would be good with or you could learn something from. Like, nigga, no, like I told you, that's why this shit didn't work. You didn't give me what I asked for. They do this shit every season. Like, people have like non-negotiables. Like I really need this. And they be shocked when the attraction doesn't grow. Like, some people aren't good attraction growers. Some people like need that initial. Or it's just not gonna work. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that's how some people are. And it's like, I feel like these experts, they would just listen to that. And if they would just take that into account, we may have more successful couples, but they don't be caring. I do feel like Jasmina's mom was skeptical at first, but she seemed really supportive, like on the wedding day and like all that, which was nice because sometimes the skeptical parent can cause a wedge. So I was happy to see that her mom was really supportive the day of, walking down the aisle, and just seemed really happy for her. So that was really nice to see.
What I will say is I'm a sucker for a sob story. So both of their like family situations really touched me
Yes.
because I thought that it was odd for Jasmina to say like her biological I guess I'm just confused and I probably need to go back and watch the episode, but I was trying to figure out how her stepmother got into her life because it's like when your mom walked out, did your dad meet this woman? And then her and your dad went their separate ways. And then she got remarried because she mentioned something about a stepdad, but then also talked about her biological father. So I just feel like her family dynamic is very like, damn. And I can't imagine my mom just being like, bitch, I don't want to be your mother and walking out of my life. You know what I like? It's just something about women who do not have that motherly instinct that is like strange to me.
But still have a baby, but okay.
And then multiple. Like you didn't just do it once, you did it twice. Like if you like fucking that much, baby, you should have got on birth control or went ahead and got your tubes tied or something. Like to me, I just feel like that's irresponsible. And as someone who now I think I've realized specifically like the last couple of months of last year that like maybe I do want to be a mom. I think I want to be a mom. And it's just like but the crazy part about it is just like I just didn't want to have kids because I always say my biggest fear is like raising a criminal or a psychopath. But I just know like I just have such a strong connection with children. Like my nieces and my nephews fucking adore me. Even my cousins that are teenagers, like I'm like, you know, I'm like the cool sister, the cool
You
cousin.
are.
Like I just have such a connection to children because I feel like I try to pour into the children around me what I feel like I didn't necessarily get. And that's not to say that my parents did a horrible job. It's just like as you grow and you heal and you educate yourself on certain things, you realize that like why you are the way that you are has a lot to do with the parenting and the adults in your family. So I feel like I try to provide that space for the children in my life, whether it's like my actual nieces and nephews or my friends' kids that I consider my nieces and nephews. Like I try to make children understand that, like, yes, you are a child, but your feelings are still valid. So I just can't imagine being a woman and like basically saying fuck my child and let another woman and their dad raise them. So like Jasmina's story definitely like broke my heart a lot.
Same. Both of their stories, like, was just a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like you. I can't remember the connection. I almost want to say that that woman is her aunt. I could be wrong. I think she might be her aunt and she sees her as a mother. I don't fucking know. I may have to go back and watch to see the connection. And we'll see mm-hmm. it too. After the weddings, each spouse goes to meet each other's families. So they'll probably go into it then too. But that's a lot. Cause it was like, she just took her and her sister in and was like, I'll be your mama. And it's just like,
we need women community.
Yeah. And then for Michael's story really kind of broke me because he didn't have really any parental figures in his life. It's just all siblings, like across the board. It's just, we just got.
And I love how his sisters love him. And not in a way where it's like, I wish a bitch would touch my brother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, they don't have that type of love for them. Like, they genuinely love and care about their brother.
Yes. At first, I was concerned because it was just a lot. And I was like, is this a husband-brother situation? Or, you know, I had to keep watching. And then I saw it was just like, no, they're just really fucking close-knit, you know? They just really love their brother. And that's really all the fuck they got is each other. And when you go through something like that, which I can't even imagine.
Traumatic as fuck.
All you can do is just glue into each other and just have each other's backs, like, no matter fucking what. So it was just really beautiful to see. And to see them be so supportive of him taking this step and welcoming whoever that woman was into their lives, into their brother's life. Both of their stories are just so very interesting. Like, I can't wait.
Another trauma bond couple.
You know, maybe, but I feel like with them, it could be different. They remind me kind of this couple from like season 9 or something like that. It's a black couple. And they're very like spiritual. He was kind of, you know, a little religious, but they found a common ground. And like, she wasn't completely into him at first, but they grew into it. And they're having a baby now. And it's just, they kind of remind me of them, just how the way Jasmina reacted to him and how he's just like all into her, you know? And I think if they communicate, you know, and try not to just bond on trauma, but try to find other things in common and really connect, I think they can be really strong because they look good together, you know?
They and do.
I think they really could work. I hope Jasmine doesn't block her own blessing because he really seems like a good man.
Girl, I feel like, I also feel like he's another person that kind of needs therapy. And I tweeted and I was like, I'm not trying to be mean. Like, I really don't want to come across as mean when it comes down to Michael, because I really do like him. But I definitely feel like he could benefit from therapy just a little bit more.
Everybody.
Because the not wanting to like open up, or the fact that everybody literally said like, oh, like, you're gonna have to learn how to compromise. Like, you aren't always the best at compromising. It's just like, God damn, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
That threw me off too when he said that. And he was like, oh no, because I'm not really good at compromising. I'm like, nigga, do you understand what marriage is? Ask anybody
who's been working on that before you signed up.
Right. That's all the fuck that you're doing is compromising. So it's just like, that's what makes me also like frustrated and pissed off at some of the people who sign up for this show. Cause it's like, do you understand the commitment that you're signing up for? You're not just signing up for it to be on TV and, you know, be in the media. Da, da, da. Like, you're signing up for a real, like, legally binded commitment with another person. Like, this is serious. And some people just do this shit lackadaisical without understanding the real responsibility of marriage. And compromise is like marriage's middle name. Like, you gotta be willing to do that shit at least. And so
I feel like even with that, I feel like even before marriage, like, that's why I hate when people be like, oh, you're single until you're married. Bitch, no, you're not. And if that's how you think, that I don't even want to be your girlfriend, because if you can't show me your commitment in just a relationship, why would I want to marry you? And my thing is like, compromise is something that you should have already learned that you have to do just by being in a relationship. You talking about a fucking legally binding paper, meaning y'all gonna have to divide some shit.
Right.
Luckily, you doing it on this fucking show, so it ain't no real assets other than being like, oh, I was legally married to this person. Mm-hmm. We can go our separate ways. But like, why would you think that you're ready for marriage if you don't even understand what it means to compromise being someone's boyfriend? I'm good off you.
I totally agree. I it kind of makes my booty itch on the right side when people say that, like, I'm single till I'm married. Because it's like, so you're not like committed at all. You're not faithful to that. Even though you're in an exclusive relationship, a committed relationship, you're telling me you still out in the streets wilding. And so when people say that, it's normally a red flag because you think it's just going to automatically click for you when you say I do. No, if you used to run the streets, even though you exclusive with somebody, you're going to run the streets when your ass get married. So
regardless.
I definitely believe in practicing the rules or ways of marriage before you get married.
Same.
And when I say that, I mean compromise, good communication, faithfulness, loyalty, setting boundaries, being honest. I believe in practicing those things in your committed relationship prior to marriage. Because if you're not doing any of that before marriage, but you think it's going to click when you get married, you're in for a fucking awakening. Because it just doesn't work like that. Isaac being a great example. This nigga is finna fuck up all throughout this season, and we finna watch it on live TV. And it's embarrassing. But that's how some people are.
Katina the one for his ass, though, because she going to get his ass together.
I hope she's now. Girl, that's what I'm praying. I'm hoping she's not one of them bitches that be on this show. Like, season 12, Chris showed his ass, but the woman he was with, she was just so meek and so religious. Always, God, I'm just praying he's going to...
No, ma'am. Girl. Ain't enough Jesus in the world, because the God that I served would have said, get up and leave before you go to jail.
Chat, please watch season 12 after this. Just watch it for fun, because it's going to be for fun. Please. I need you to see
how... Why do you want me to be stressed out?
I just want you to see this particular relationship and how this bitch lets him do whatever in the name of God. And they both, like, religious. That's why the experts pair them together. They put them together because they're both, like, have a strong Christian faith.
Jasmina and Michael... I hope that they work out, but I just don't see Jasmina being all in it.
Yeah, same.
Like, that's what that vibe gives me. Like,
I feel like they would have good chemistry if she becomes a little more open. I feel like right now, she's not very open. You know, she's open to seeing what could possibly happen, but she's not, like, blossoming open for him right now. You know, she's gonna make him work, and I'm not fucking mad at that. You know, let that man discover you and explore you and work for you. I hope he knock her socks off. I hope she is pleasantly surprised. I really do, because they're really cute together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes us women, we kind of get stuck in the aesthetic. It's like, well, he ain't, you know, over 6 feet. Because I was an aesthetic bitch.
Me.
You
know? Me. And will continue to be that way.
And I feel like you can have that, but I feel like sometimes, specifically for my situations, like, some of that shit I had to, like, let go, because I went for the same nigga all the time, and them niggas was dirty. You know, like, just grimy as fuck. And I'm not saying my man ain't hot shit, because he is, but there were things that I was so used to putting first that I kind of put to the wayside. I was like, well, I'm putting the qualities first this time. And I ended up with a nigga who had those fucking qualities and the aesthetic to match. So it's just...
Period.
It's just... Come
on, you better talk shit about Brother Joe.
You have to be willing to, like, you know, focus in. I think she's willing to do that. I think she's willing to at least give Michael a chance to prove his little 5'9" self. You know? Just see what's gonna happen. They eye to eye. They can... They can make something work.
See a few things for what it is.
This couple right here, we can low-key, like, skip over, because I don't have much to say about them.
At all. At fucking all, bro. Boring. A fucking snooze fest. And, like, Alyssa is so fucking irritating. Like, so irritating. She's a fucking wet blanket. Like, bitch, why are you on this show? And, like, Chris just doesn't give me much either. Like,
it's giving nothing. Give us nothing. That's what I felt the whole time. Like, why are y'all here? Y'all are boring as fuck. Like, I know we here to find love, but damn, y'all ain't even got no personality. This bitch think being country is a personality. Like, it's not country enough. Connie country. I need you to country it up. Like, bitch, I know she's not going to be attracted to him. They're definitely the couple, because Married at First Sight always has one couple that one of them are not attracted to each other. It's always that one where it's just, they're not attracted to each other. They do some foul shit to one another, or they just hurt each other's feelings because the other person's not attracted. This season, they're that couple. For sure. Because she going to see Chris ass, his stubby ass, at the end of that altar. And she going to, like, because when I saw her, I knew what her type was. And I was like, why would y'all put her with Chris? Y'all could have found a man that you know probably would fit her type a little bit, at least a little bit more. Like, they gave her a short, chunky nigga who sell houses. Like, This not gonna cut it. And I know this is gonna be so embarrassing. I'm gonna get so much secondhand embarrassment just from this couple alone. All I got
Girl.
for you is boring as hell. Boring as hell and no attraction.
Girl. Her every dress she chose was ugly. Like
Ugly as
I'm just
fuck.
like I'm just over her. Like she was stressing me out so bad, friend. Like I'm just like I could just tell she gonna be the one to get on my fucking nerves.
Yeah. She could people
And bro, Lindsay commentary about her had me crying.
What was her
Like
commentary?
she was just getting on her, like, because you know, basically Alyssa was trying to act like she was just too much, and she was like going in on her, like just talking about how she was boring, like sitting in a corner, like just
Oh, bachelorette
being
party?
blah. Yeah, like, girl, why the fuck are
And
you here?
the funny thing is, they mutually don't like each other. Because you know, when they first all met up, Alyssa was like, Lindsay's cool, but I don't see us being friends. Like, I was like, oh shit.
Yep.
That's funny because Lindsay don't like your ass either. You know, they're
At
complete
all. I feel
opposites.
like Lindsay
So,
would beat her ass.
probably would with a bottle. She grab a bottle type bitch, like break
Bare feet. I could
it
see the model of her feet being dirty. She one of them type of bitches.
She gonna go in the dirt with your ass. But yeah, that's really all I have for them. They're both boring as hell. Chris seems like he has a good heart. I did appreciate when they were at the bachelor party and he saw that nigga getting a lap dance. He was like, I want to do that with my wife. I thought that was cute. But bro, you ain't getting no wife at this show. Not for longer than 8 weeks. You ain't. She gonna ask for a divorce at the
They gotta wait it out for the full 8 weeks.
Typically, it has to be like drastic for you to be like, okay, I'm quitting mid-show. Like it has to be on some cheater shit, or it's just like I'm not attracted to you, I cannot stand you, I don't feel safe or whatever. And then some people pull out mid-process. But for the most part, if the experts feel like they're just in like a really bad place, they'll step in and counsel and like come over to the house. Like you'll see throughout the show that the experts come over and do some counseling and talk to them, help them through issues. And they typically have a good radar because they watch the couples, they watch the film and stuff, as they do day to day and you know, whatever. So they'll already
So
go
they'll
in.
all be living in one house together?
No, they'll put them in
Oh.
apartments. So back in the day, in the old episodes, they used to make them get their own places. Like they would have them paying for their current house and a house for on the show, like an apartment on the show. I'm like, damn.
Absolutely the
But
fuck not.
yeah, they would be like trying to find a new place together. You can either get a new place together, stay at one of each other's residences. Yeah, I think those are the only two options. But now, because Mafsa got some money, people are viewing, now I believe they pay for the apartments. They put them all up in the same complex, but they're all in different units. So the couples get to hang out and talk to
Elijah ain't gonna be trying to sneak down to Jasmine.
girl, because they all gonna be in the same building. They all in the same building, okay? So I think Isaac gonna be trying to get Jasmine. I already feel it in my bones. We're gonna get there. But yeah, so you'll see how they kind of interact and in like the not platform, the sequence of the show. It's basically the same formula every season. So we got three weddings so far. We still have to get through two more weddings Wednesday. The first one was Lindsay and Mark. On brand for Lindsay, she was drunk as fuck.
Tina turned up,
Which
per
I was not
usual.
surprised about. Girl was litty. And I mean, shit, I don't blame her, to be honest. Like, that I can't imagine the nerves doing a show like this. Like, yeah, it's on camera. Yeah, we're on a show. But like, for them in that moment, this shit is real, real. Like, I'm finna marry somebody I ain't never seen. So I can only imagine, like, the day of jitters. Like, I'd probably be on the toilet. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'd be like, hold this dress because I got the bubble guts. Like that's a lot. So, then she sees him. I think there is an attraction on both sides. I know she's attracted to him, but I don't know how he feel about her. He hasn't been very vocal about his physical attraction to Lindsay, but I don't know about like if they match. They just seem they're both weird as fuck. So I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about like how they look together?
I can see them being together. Like, I feel like they would see each other out and he would definitely see her and like, oh, I think she's kind of hot. You know, that's what white people say. I think she's kind of hot. I could see them being together. Like, I like the I think the couples that they paired together, except for Alyssa and Chris, all of them look like they will be a good couple together. So I can see it for.
I can see it for two white people.
I can see it for them. Lindsay and Mark look like they would pick each other out in the crowd.
I can see them going to like a brewery on like a Saturday and playing cornhole and like just having a good time. I could see that. Okay. When you, okay. I can see it. I can see that and playing with their cats and stuff. All right. Well, I mean, I think it could work. Like we said earlier, I just think they have, you know, time will tell. And then all them damn cats and how she was like, I gotta be honest, I'm not really okay with that, but it's cool because his are close to death. I was like, Lindsay.
She is funny as hell. I'm sorry. That bitch cracks me up, okay?
She says
She
whatever the
cracks
fuck she
me the
wants.
fuck up.
She literally says whatever she
She
thinks.
don't give a
That's funny.
fuck at all.
And was
At
talking that man head off,
He was
okay?
like, oh, she's a bit much. And that's how I know she had to be a bit much, because I feel like he's a lot. So for him to say that about you, like,
How much are you? Like that's a lot. I do feel like they have a little glimmer of chemistry. I liked how she gently asked about his mother. You know, she was like, is that a tough situation? I thought that was really sweet. So I think she's one of those people because he was like, I've dated hyper energetic people in the past, but they didn't have much depth or, you know, emotional connection. I'm hoping this is different. I think it'll be different. I think her first impression is very energetic and high energy, but I think when she's alone with someone, she really cares about them. She knows how to go deep. I don't think Lindsay lacks depth. I think she knows how to take it there, but he has to give her
Same.
an opportunity, you know, and it could be in some cases a defense mechanism. It's how she just kind of keeps things surface level and, you know, fun and light. But I think when she's really connected with someone, she does have the capability to go deeper.
And I feel that because I feel like I'm that way with people. Like, I am very guarded and like extremely protective over me because, you know, like, I feel like I struggle with vulnerability because you just don't know who you can trust sometimes with some of the things that like you want to share, you want to say, because people can take your kindness or your openness for weakness. So I get that 1000%.
Well, I'm hoping for the best for them. I'm really excited about the honeymoon. The honeymoon is where shit get popping. Okay, we got one more episode. This episode I think is gonna be just weddings, meeting each other's parents separately. And then from there, we might end the episode off with them heading to the honeymoon. We might not get the honeymoon until next week. But bitch, that's when the shit cook up, ho. Cause we'd be fighting on the honeymoon. That's when the shit
What?
really start. That's when the shit start. Like you'd be surprised, like conflict starts on the honeymoon, or you know, some slick shit happen, or like it's
Fighting.
not physical fighting, but definitely arguments, conflict. Like, girl, we got one more this week. Is the last week for the snooze fest. Next week is when the real shit start, and that's what I'm excited about. So,
Wow. I'm gonna have to definitely make sure I take me a nap.
girl, you need to, because this the tea up here.
Setting
So Jasmine and
alarm on
Michael,
that.
their wedding, I thought was beautiful. I love her.
Was Jasmina talking all this shit. Oh, my husband, I'm ready. My man, my man,
Bruh!
my man, my man, I'm ready. Then when it was time to get married, she was like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do this. What am I doing? 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 Like, girl, you done talked all that shit, and now it's time to walk down that aisle, and you don't know if you want to walk your ass down there.
Talking hot shit, and as soon as it was time, she was like, "I'm not okay." Her mom was like, "Relax, I'm not okay." Like, damn, just me.
She was not ready
My girl was
today.
losing it, but she was like the most cool, calm, collected. I was a little skeptical about that because it's like people who are like that, it normally hits them hard the day of the wedding. And I was like, she looked like a
Like
crier.
the
I think
cheetah.
she's gonna cry. But I thought what really got me, and I think I almost cried, was when Michael was like, wow. And I was just like,
Yeah.
that was the perfect reaction. He didn't even know her. It was his first time seeing her. And for
Blown
his
away.
first
Like, wow,
words,
these niggas snapped.
literally, for his first words when he saw that woman to be, wow. That's why I hope they last forever, because he can always say the first thing I said when I saw her was, wow. Like, talk about me like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just beautiful.
He hit
Girl,
us with that.
he said, wow. I was like, Oh, you like her, don't you? Don't you?
I mean, look at the material. Why would you not?
Silk, satin, flown in from Italy, bitch. Like, that's that kind of material that you just, you gotta pay for it 3 months in advance type shit. You know what I'm saying?
But she was very much giving, like...
Yeah. Yeah, and she led with the humor. I think she led with humor to keep it light, you know?
Because while she's trying to process, does she really think that he's fine or not? I've been there. I've been there.
Damn. Ciao.
Been there.
I could feel her energy, but I was like, Jasmina, just give it a chance. Like, let him put on a short sleeve shirt at least. Like, let's see him.
I'm screaming. Not let him put on a short sleeve shirt.
Look at his muscles first, you know? And then come.
Look at that meat. Let him tell you that he Haitian first, then decide after that.
Go to the baby arm, okay? First the real arms and the baby arm, and then make your decision, okay? I thought immediately, even though she was like hesitant, they had such good energy. Like, it's like her humor, him laughing at her jokes, like the reception, the picture, she had a little hand on his chest. It was just like natural connection. Even if she wanted to deny it, I think they really do have something. I really do. And I know she's gonna take it slow and blah, 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 because she's like, oh, that's not my normal type. That's fine, girl, but you gonna fall in love. Just wait. And they better not make Michael out to be no cheating ass nigga. I can't stand these damn plot twists. I need
that. I hope he's not a narcissist, because I could see that from him.
I could see him being like stubborn, like just uncompromising, like
a gaslighting narcissist is what I feel like that could make him out to be.
He doesn't want to change anything about himself. And I'm just like, please don't give me that. Like, I'm hoping that he just wants to worship the ground she walks on, and he's willing to change and compromise whatever the fuck for her. That's what I'm hoping for. But maths really build you up to tear you the fuck down. You just never know. But yeah, good luck.
I don't know. She just didn't seem as impressed, because I feel like, if my man was pressed enough to sign up for a show like this, when I walked down that aisle and I saw him, I would be like, bitch, I'll start crip walking down that motherfucker. Y'all got me right. I don't give a fuck what type of horrible ass personality this nigga got. I need to at least hit once. You don't see the fucking material, bitch? That's how I'd be coming down the aisle. But Jasmina ain't give me that. You know what I'm saying? I really do feel like if he... Because she just strikes me as a type of woman, because she looks like she's tall.
Yeah,
she just looks like the type of woman that just wants to be able to place her hand on her man's chest, and that shit ain't at his chest ain't at her stomach. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to place your hand on your man's chest, and your man's chest is at your fucking shoulder or at your ear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like it was just giving, like,
ain't that
what they was trying to do? But how much is?
But see, again, that's why you got to think, like, how important is that? Because it ain't too many fine, faithful, loyal men who are over 6 feet. Let's be honest.
I'm willing to run that risk.
As you should. But I think for women who are listening to this and who are watching this show, you have to understand they, you know, some things you may have to put aside when you come on Married at First Sight. Because you come on the show consensually agreeing to marry someone at first sight. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're gonna get. And if that's not your type of thing, don't come on this show. And that's my thing for people like Jasmina. They come on the show and be like, oh, watch. I don't like it. Well, it's like, bitch, don't sign up to be married at first fucking sight. Don't sign up for a blind date that's gonna last forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know you're that particular about your aesthetics, I do not recommend this show, because 7 times out of 10, you're going to be put with someone that's not immediately what you go for, because the experts are always going to try to push people and push them to date outside their usual, because typically they'll say in their audition the usual type hasn't worked for them. Da, 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 da. The experts take that shit and run with it and put a 5'3 nigga with a 5'10 bitch. And it's like, I didn't mean go at this end of the spectrum either, but that's sometimes what'll happen. And so it's just like, that's why I say I hope that she's open. Because you gotta be a little realistic when you sign up for a show like this. You know, you're not gonna get everything you want at face value. And sometimes if you do, the personality and shit ends up not matching, particularly on this show. But, so yeah, I don't think he's what she likes, you know, traditionally. But I'm hoping that she sees it through. Because if it was me, you know, I'm a tall bitch. If it was me and I saw this whiskey sour on my ass, and if I saw Michael at the altar, I'd be like, okay, I'd be willing to talk to him and make it work because he's not ugly. But
He's
I
not at all.
at all. I'd be like, okay, well shit, I can work with this. You know, he got a beard, he fine, they eye to eye. We can make that eye to eye work.
I think she might be a little bit shorter than him. I need her to take her heels off from the wedding so that
Yes.
way I can see. Because he's probably a like a 5'9", 5'10" king.
Yeah. Ooh, we'll get to see that too. Like in the next episode, we'll get to see their first night together. They'll go to a hotel room and they'll have their first night. So we'll get to see that, you know, and kind of see their alone time chemistry. So I'm excited about that too. Moving on to Katina and Isaac. They left us with Katina and fucking Isaac. That man ready to bone. He just wants some sex. He wanna hit it and start acting a fool. That's all I got. Yeah, he's so
It was the tears for me. Like, who the fuck are you really trying to convince? He stressed me out so bad. Like, you know how when a kid is bad and the kid do some shit that they know they're not supposed to do and they break down into tears? That's what it was giving me. Like, what the fuck did I just do? And when he tried to suck that shit up, and he was like,
He said,
ooh, and it started coming
was
down
crying
even
hard.
more. I said, oh, he didn't mean to do this shit for
His brother
real.
was clowning the fuck out of him, and I was living for it. That nigga was not
Bruh.
fazed. Oh, he crying. He crying.
I'm like, what the?
Oh, I think he was. He gives all the signs of a narcissist. This nigga love attention.
Does.
He's dramatic as fuck. He only thinks about himself. He thinks it's the Isaac show. Like, he talks too fucking much. He loves talking about himself. Didn't even ask her. I didn't hear him ask her, you know, what you think about this. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga ran on for like who knows how fucking long. We just got the fast version. Thank God. I see narcissists. And that nigga not done cheating. He still got some cheating left in him. Isaac, Olajuwon, whatever the fuck. He the type of nigga who is not gonna be done cheating till he like 60. And that's really just how I feel.
That's a stretch, 'cause 60 he might still be going.
He's
My
deep down.
daddy
He
almost
gives
60.
me like middle-aged cheater vibes. This nigga gonna be riding this horse till that fucking horse die. Like he gonna be cheating for a long time. And it's sad to say, but I don't, he's not changed. And he's one of those niggas where, like you said, he's a fuck nigga who think he's a good nigga. Like he gonna be doing this shit all and making women think he didn't mean it type. He's a good manipulator. And that's the sad
Yep.
part.
I told you it gives heavy Pisces man. Heavy Pisces man energy.
You know the love of your life is a okay.
I know. And I can see the manipulation in the eyes. But it's okay. I don't mind being
And
manipulated.
you're good at it.
I don't mind being manipulated for a quick second. I just need a sample. That's it.
Let me find out Lawrence's
So
I hope he a cancer. Hold
I
on.
just feel like Olajuwon is just he just irritates me so deeply, and I just feel it in Katina's spirit that she gonna be the one that's like, nigga, I don't know who you think you about to play with,
It ain't
but
me.
I'm not the motherfucking one. Like, I could see her probably quitting the show, not wanting to deal with his shit.
I don't know, friend.
'Cause my thing is like, you not that fine.
He not that fine. He's like
He reminds me of
he
Jay
cliche
Holiday with
fine.
his fedora off and a shortcut.
He's like Chris Brown era fine, I feel like. You know, he's like in the early
I don't even know if I
2000s
would give
fine.
him that.
He's not Chris Brown fine, but he's from, I feel like he's in that era fine, like 2000s. You know what I'm saying? I feel that vibe from him. Like his type of fine, he was getting all the type of bitches back in his day. You know, but I feel
Back
like
in
today,
like 2006 or some shit,
that's what I'm saying.
a
He has
Neo
that
era.
like early 2000s fine, where it's like back then bitches was doing splits for that dick, you know? But I feel like now it's like, okay, and
We looking for the Michaels of the world.
you know, he was hot shit back in the day, I can tell. But not no more. I didn't understand why the fuck he was crying. Like, to be honest, I was like, where is this even coming from? Like, you wasn't crying when you had your neck, your knee around that strip of neck. Like, so you wasn't crying then. Like,
He stresses me out
I
so bad.
genuinely, I genuinely thought he was crying for cameras. I'm not even gonna hold you. I thought he was crying for the cameras because he knew that was gonna get put on camera. Niggas, men crying on maps is like
a narcissist. Let me cry so the bitches can think I'm sensitive when I divorce this bitch.
He knew he was gonna get more screen time. Like, that's literally what it was, because Mavs love men who cry. And he knew if he did that, he was at least gonna get 2 or 3 extra minutes. You know, and it's like, nigga, at what lengths will you go to get more?
A narcissist, gaslighting, manipulative motherfucker.
Then we gotta move on to this nigga fishing for a compliment at the altar.
Girl.
He said, do you like what you see? She said, I mean, yeah. He said, oh, okay. You didn't say nothing. So I was like, wait a minute.
Niggas wanna be treated like bad bitches so bad. And that shit irks me.
So bad.
Do you wonder if Katina is like actually attracted to him? I just don't think she really see it for him like that.
Him fishing for a compliment really took me the fuck out, because he didn't even give her a chance to like stand on the tape good. You know how shows put tape down like this way? He didn't even give her a chance to like get in her place good before he was like, you like what you see?
You like my suit? I put the suit on for you. Like,
can I just like get a minute to give you a once over and like take it in, let my nerves settle a little bit, and I can be like, damn, you look handsome or whatever? Narcissist. He couldn't wait to get a compliment. He couldn't wait for that affirmation and validation. He couldn't wait to be like, yeah, tell Isaac he looked good. Like, he couldn't wait for that shit. I was screaming.
He annoys me so bad. Like, he is just the total opposite of everything that I like about a man. Like, he just do too much. And it's like, I don't mind a man that do too much. But you know what I mean when I say I don't like a man that do too much. Like, you are narcissistic as fuck. Yeah. Like, please sit the fuck down somewhere. Like, I just can't.
You beautiful. She's so beautiful. That's bullshit. That's he playing chess right now. Mm-hmm. All that, she's so beautiful. I can't see my eyes up. That's some bullshit. And that's narcissism.
It don't even sound real.
It don't.
The crazy part is, like, she is gorgeous as fuck.
But he's doing that shit for like foundation. This is a game to him. He wanna build her up. Then when he do some fuck shit, it's like, well, you know, I had a change of heart. When I tell you I can't stand this man, and I can see this game like a mile away, and I hope she can too. Like, I hope her will.
That's why I said she's gonna be the one for him. She's gonna get that ass together.
I hope they working, because girl, he already starting to play games right out the fucking gate. All this shit, like the wedding was a joke, and I probably laughed the whole time.
I could tell that he was full of shit just from how, like, you know when somebody is uncomfortable or they lying, they start talking a lot or start doing too much.
Smiling.
She's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to ask for another kiss, but you know,
can I have another kiss?
I'm gonna pass. I'm like, oh, like, she was like,
yeah. Okay.
Like, she looked so, like, uninterested in his shit. And I feel like she can sift that shit out of my life. Can you imagine when the cameras cut? She got it with her. She's like, babe,
who the hell?
This show got me fucked up.
Who is this nigga? And my mom and daddy used to always say, don't trust nobody who's showing their teeth all the damn time. Like, especially when it's serious talk going on, they say, yeah. Like, he's always saying, I don't trust nobody who's showing their damn teeth all the time. And it's like, that's true. Especially when it's something like this. You just like cheesing the whole damn time. Like, you can't be serious for a moment. And all you're doing is smile. Yeah. You got something to hide. You're trying to cover it with your damn grin. And I'm not buying it.
I can't stand somebody who does not understand the importance of silence. Like, you do not understand how to just be in the moment and just be quiet.
Be quiet.
And I feel like that's what she was like doing. Like, she was just kind of like, let me sip this drink. Want to take a shot? Let's take a shot. Come on. Like,
I think she just wanted to feel him out and just like let the moment flow. And he kept forcing conversation. It's like, I'm a bitch who loves silence. That's why I've always lived alone. Even when I had a roommate, I wasn't home half the time. Because it's like, I love being by myself. You know, I love my man. I love living with my man. But even sometimes I'm like, be quiet. Yeah, it's just I love silence. So it's like I can only imagine if she's that type of woman, what she was thinking when he was just,
Right.
it's like, damn.
I gotta deal with this shit for the rest of my life, or at least for 8 weeks.
Right. You just want to hear yourself talk, and that's literally what it was. And when this
A
nigga was like,
narcissist.
when he was like, I want to ask for another kid, but I don't want to be weird. Can I have
You
another kid?
already
It's
been
like,
being weird.
what? Ew, no. I wish she would have said no. I was hoping she would have said no, but I was really upset that she gave in and actually kissed his ass. I'm like, girl, embarrass him and say no. You ain't got to kiss him at all.
Well, she was just like, I just didn't want to make the block hot, so let me just do this.
Right,
I
right.
understand that, but it's just like,
Nah,
he
it's the block
just,
hot.
the whole, I feel like all of my tweets were about him. He's like my Candace. Like, I can't do him. I can't. He's too much, and like, I see through his bullshit. I
Chat.
see through his bullshit. Ugh.
Jinx. Like, oh my God. That's the person. I can't wait until we get into predictions because I have so much to say about what I think is gonna happen. I cannot wait. I'm really excited to see if they're gonna take them for their honeymoon, like what the destination's gonna be. But I can't wait to see him on honeymoons because I really feel like he's gonna be looking at Jasmina. They not really gonna connect. He gonna wanna have sex and she ain't gonna wanna have sex. Cause he was acting like he didn't want sex. I did that all this time. I want something different. I'd be judging her if she wanted some
Like,
sex.
who you trying to
He gonna wanna
convince?
have sex and she ain't gonna be feeling that shit. And I think he's gonna feel a way because she gonna reject his ass basically. And narcissists don't take too well to rejection. So, girl. I have a lot to say about predictions, but we'll get there. That is everything for Hot Topics. We cannot wait to discuss the final two weddings, meeting the parents, and hopefully going off on this fucking honeymoon next week. Right now, we're going to lead into What's Tea, which is our segment where we ask each other questions that are really pulled from the show, but we kind of talk about them in a general way to give us an opportunity to talk about our own lives and things like that. We get a little personal. Westy can get a little emotional. We cry as well, and we
A
also
lot.
yeah, a lot, and we also laugh. But today's question, and we actually both had the same question, which is crazy. What would be your top must-haves in a partner if you were coming on this show, or what qualities do you need in a partner, a long-term partner? Cece, do you want to go first?
I guess I should since I'm the single one.
Oh
So first of all, I look for Kofi.
my God.
Girl, you know, I be trying to be on my manifestation and
You
shit.
don't need a
So
Pisces man. That's the last thing you need. I know he is gorgeous to look at, but I don't
they
need.
are manipulative. I just feel like I would just need to be around him to like fill him out to
Yeah.
see what
Because
type of Pisces man he are, because he might have other placements that might balance out the fact that he is on that
that's what I was gonna
bullshit.
say too. Sometimes your moon sign or other signs in your chart outweigh the sun. Like Jordan's a Cancer, y'all hate Cancers, but Jordan's a Cancer. But the other signs in his chart overpower that. He's not super sensitive. It's like he ain't your traditional Cancer man. So he's tolerable. I can live with that.
We
So
see you currently
right,
are.
it's been over a year and I ain't ran. So that's why I think maybe he's different. So who knows? You could be reunited with, well, we're gonna speak that into existence, reunited with Kofi, and y'all might have something.
So let me just say this. All jokes aside though, Kofi is fine. Like aesthetically, when I think about like a man who is just like, whew, that's that. So I feel like if I had to go on this show, my requirements would be, please don't fucking play with me. I am 5'10" in heels. I love to wear a heel when I go out.
Oh, you
Do
are
not send
5'5".
me a man that is not well over 6 feet. I don't need him at 6 feet. I need him like 6'1", 6'2", and up. Cause I'm a big bitch. Okay?
You see your
Like, I'm not, bro. I literally just had this argument on Twitter. I don't know why people think I'm short. Like,
I know, and I
bro,
saw that argument.
I'm tall, my nigga. Like, am I not? Am I short, friend?
When you dropped your height, I mean, you're not super short in person, but you're still shorter than me. I'm 5'9". You're 5'5".
Bruh, I don't feel like I'm that short. I'm a big bitch.
You don't feel like it. Have you
I
measured
feel like
yourself?
maybe it's because niggas don't grow that I feel like I'm a big bitch. That could be the issue, but like, bro, like,
You look taller than your height. I will say that. You look taller in person than your height.
I'm like, bro, like, the measurements say 5'5", but I feel like I'm like 5'7", 5'8".
I was finna say, in person, y'all, she looks like 5'7", because we're almost eye to eye in person.
Yeah, I'm just like,
I'll
bro,
give you
like,
that.
I'm a big bitch. When I put on heels, I am pushing 6 feet.
Okay.
Like, so I need me a man that's tall because your girl likes to keep a heel.
That's
I love a good shoe.
yeah.
And I like being able to, like, tilt my neck back a little bit to look at my neck. That's like a requirement for me. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not compromising on that shit
Yeah.
anymore. Like, my
Good
ex was
anymore.
just tall enough. Just tall enough. Like, when we started dating, I was like, this is about to sound very shallow, but I need you to stand right here. Let me go get the tallest heel that I own. I'm be right back.
You did
And
that?
when he was still kind of like a little over me, I said, okay, that works. That works.
I should
Yeah.
do that. Cause me and Jordan eye to eye when I got heels on. Sometimes I'm a little tall.
But you love him, friend, and that's all that
I
matters.
do. And damn it, when love come into play, it's like, damn. He, an inch shorter with my heels on, but damn it, I love him.
Yes.
Bless you.
So, thank you. But my requirement would be the man needs to be tall. And I feel like I have a very cliche type where it indifference is what I'm about to say. I love a tall ass man. So my type is literally just tall, dark, and handsome. When you think of every man that I've ever shown you that's fine, he's always been tall, dark skinned, and fine as fuck.
Yes.
Like, those are my requirements when it comes down to men to be on some shallow shit. But when it comes down to them as a person, first and foremost, I feel like that kind of goes without saying. I need someone that's God-fearing, especially someone who has gotten very deep on their spiritual journey. Like these past couple of years, I just feel like if you are not someone who loves or believe in God, and you're definitely not going to understand me, the type of woman that I am, and the type of risk that I'm willing to take with my life, if you don't understand love and trust in God, it's going to be very hard for us to work. Two, you be fucking educated. I am a nerd ass bitch, okay? I love a man that can teach me something. There's something so sexy about a man being able to like put me in a position, or just like, I mean,
Put you on or
both
teach you.
mentally and in a position. But I need somebody that can teach me something. Like, I feel like I can't date someone that's not necessarily an entrepreneur or doesn't have a career that is like thought-provoking. Like, I'm the type of loser ass bitch. Like, literally, the number one game that I'm playing on my phone right now. It's literally a brain teaser, like puzzle, having to figure out how to, like, I like brain stimulating shit like that. So I can't have surface
I'm
level
like that
conversations
too.
with men. Like, I love nerd shit. I also need someone who I feel is like understanding, someone who is compassionate, someone who understands how and when to shut the fuck up, because I do enjoy my silence. But someone who I could be fun with, and I don't feel like I need to change who I am in order to be accepted. Because I feel like a lot of times people go into these relationships or these new situations with the mask on, and like they try to portray themselves as this person. So then the more you get to know someone and that mask comes off, it's like, you wouldn't like this when I first met you. Like, I need somebody that's not afraid to, like, from the jump, show me who you are so that way I can make my decision. And this is one thing that I feel like I used to be that person who was like, I don't like telling men what I look for in a man because niggas will pretend. And it's like when I realized that it's not even about men pretending, because it would be superficial shit that I feel like I would try to say that I care about, that I wanted a man to be into. Like, if you're not on no nerd shit, I'm going to know that. If you're not intellectual, like, you're not gonna be able to hide that for too much longer. But I feel like before I can even get to know that side of you, you already know what I'm about to say. My number one quality in a man, his fucking demeanor. I can just
I was gonna
tell
say
by a
being able to
man's
shut the fuck up
demeanor.
and be chill.
I can just tell by a man's demeanor if he is the man for me. I love a nigga that know he that nigga, but don't have to say he that nigga, and just be out the way. Like, when you pop out, you pop out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a man who I feel like just needs a lot of attention is just not a man for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is it about you that's insecure that you're trying to mask that has you doing the most when it comes down to, like, wanting to, like, be seen by everybody, or being this person that has to command attention at all times? Like, I love a man's demeanor, and I feel like every man that I'm attracted to,
mm-hmm.
even, like, going forward, even dating back to, like, my ex, like, their demeanor is very much the same. Like, they be fine as fuck. They know they fine as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, like, I know I'm fine, but what else?
I don't have to broadcast it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, that type shit.
That really be the best. Oof,
I be ready to jump through a nigga's bones. Like, that is my favorite non-sexual thing about a man. A man's demeanor tells me every fucking thing I need to know about him. Yep. And also, I feel like a man that's calm is a man that'll put your motherfucking head through that headboard. Because the niggas that do too much, I'm just saying, my theory ain't never been wrong. And I feel that way about Olajuwon, but I'm going to let you take the flow, friend.
I'm fantasizing, sorry.
I'm screaming.
So, for me, qualities-wise, definitely someone who's God-fearing, first and foremost. I definitely do want someone who's not necessarily religious, but spiritual, who has their own relationship with God, prays, you know, taps into God to help them make decisions, things like that. Praise for me. I think that's important. I've been on dates with someone who was atheist or not very spiritual, and it is just not my thing. So I know that's something that is a top priority for me. Definitely compassionate and gentle. I need someone who have someone who knows how to be delicate with me, and that's something I never had. And so when I had a taste of it and I'm experiencing it now, it's like, I like this, because I've always wanted someone who knew how to handle my feelings and not get defensive and not, you know, want to take it to an argumentative place.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how to, like, see me in my most vulnerable, emotional, sensitive state and still love me gently. And not every man has the capacity or even knows where the fuck to begin to be able to do that. And that's something I love about my current relationship. It's very gentle, loving, like, safe place. And I feel like even when I'm, like, off the handle or sensitive in my feelings, it's very loving. Even the constructive criticism is loving, and that's really big for me, because I can take it, let me know what I'm doing wrong, but say that shit right. Yeah, no, don't come to me crazy. And mm-hmm. it's nice to get that constructive criticism in a very gentle, loving way. And definitely loyalty, faithfulness, that's a non-negotiable. Someone I don't have to think twice about. I don't have to even be like, Lord, please reveal. I don't have to do that shit. I like, it's just, I don't have to guess with you or question. It's like, oh, I know he faithful. I know I can trust him. I know he ain't doing no shit. Like, I know. I don't have to go through no phones and sniff no drawers and watch the map. I ain't got to do none of that shit. You know, not that I was mm-hmm. that type of bitch before, but it's like, after you've been cheated on, it's easy to lean into that and go to that place. Mm-hmm. And I've been cheated on, and I was like, one thing I said was, I was not going to let my last relationship make me become someone who's checking phones while he in the shower. You know, like, I don't want to be that. Like, that's naturally, innately not who I am, because I wasn't who I am when I met my ex. And I kind of started going to that place when I suspected some things. And I was like, okay, now that we're out of this, we got to let this go. We can't trauma respond to things because of what happened in the past. And so it's nice to not have to do that in this relationship. Another big thing for me, and it sounds small, but I need someone who can make me laugh. If you can't make me laugh, it's not gonna work. Like, if you can't get me to crack a smile even when I'm mad, sad, this nigga can make me laugh after I have snot nose cried, and I hate it, but I love it at the same time, because that lets me know, no matter what stage or emotion I'm feeling, you always gonna put a smile on my face. And then, to me, that's priceless, because that's some shit that doesn't age, it doesn't go away, it doesn't have erectile dysfunction. You always gonna be able to make me laugh. You always gonna be able to put a smile on my face, no matter how old we are. And to me, I wanna laugh until I die. So if you can't do that, we really can't talk. Like, you gotta have me laughing on the first date, and that's just really how I am.
I feel like I have to say this. I feel like you and Jordan are definitely like a forever couple, just because I feel like we have, well, everybody except for Jordan, we all met while we were single, and I feel like the things that I've seen you like say, or just, it was like, it's so crazy because the first day that we met, we had a deep ass conversation, yeah, like at Jordan's shoot, like right off bat. So it's just, yeah, like to see you in that space and to see how happy Jordan makes you, and to know like he just, like, y'all, Jordan is just so reserved and so calm that so I feel like I would never expect the way that you describe him and how he makes you feel out of him. But to see him love you so openly and y'all love each other so openly, I'm just like, it just makes my heart so warm for my friend. Like, I just love that for you.
Thank you. So, thank you.
He, I have to say that.
He definitely stay out of women's business, which is another thing I need.
We love that.
I love a man who stay out of women's business. I love to hear my girlfriend say stuff like that, because I don't want you to be like, oh yeah, I can tell that nigga. Nah, I want you to be like, oh, I would have never guessed. Good. Because I love men who, like, they chill on the outside, but when they with you one-on-one, it's like, they like open up like a rose. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what I love. It's like, you know, be reserved and chill in front of my bitches and in public. Like, be a chill man. You know what I mean? But right, when it's us, let be vulnerable, be transparent. Give me everything. Like, give me all the stuff, you know? And don't get me wrong, when Jordan, you know, he have a couple drinks, he can get litty. But for the most part, like, he's a chill guy, you know? And
he was saying too, motherfucking men's business all weekend.
Oh, okay.
Like, that nigga, we didn't hear a fucking peep out of him. I forgot he lived there for a second.
And that's and how I love it. That's
when I tell y'all, that nigga minds men business. That nigga minds your men's friend. Business.
FaceTime your friends. Go watch football. Leave me alone. Okay? And the thing is, like, Jordan, surprisingly, people don't know this because of his appearance and like what he gives off. That nigga he likes to be around me a lot. Okay. And I had to learn how to communicate, okay, babe, I want some alone time. I want silence. You know, I want to be in the room by myself. You know, go out there and watch TV and hang out with Brownie. And I had to, because, like, I want niggas to just get it. And sometimes niggas don't just get it, because niggas are low-key not that smart, you know? And so you naturally, and I think this is with every man, women have to kind of train them into how to love them in particular. Mm-hmm. And I'm naturally very hyper independent, which I think is a trauma response, which is what I'm working on. Hyper independent. I love silence. I love being alone. And sometimes it's hard for me to divide being super alone and also giving him his attention, because I'm like, I can spend days and not see your ass, but I still love you. And so it's just like trying to find a middle ground with that and just being able to communicate that, like, hey, I love you, but I just want to watch my shows today, or I just want to watch rom-coms all day, or I just want to sip wine, take a bubble bath, and not talk to you. And he's been able to adapt to it. Sometimes I come home and he got the bath ready, or he's like, I'm gonna take
a bath, that's right,
and I'm gonna leave you alone, here's some wine. And it's like, that's why I say, when it comes to these couples, hopefully they know how to communicate, because you can mold your partner to love you how you want to be loved, but you can't expect them to read your mind. You know, you're gonna have to do some compromising and some talking and some training, and, you know, give them a chance to get it. And so
I think that with me, before I can jump into another relationship, like, just sidebar, I feel like I really have to work on my communication, because even with people that, like, I'm cool with, like, I feel like when I'm just not in the mood or I'm frustrated, like, I just shut down and I'm quiet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean that, like, I don't fuck with you or not friends anymore. Like, I just feel like that only child shit, like, I don't have to express myself if I don't feel like it. And sometimes it's a trauma response from, like, when I do speak up, I'm being gaslit into feeling like, oh, I'm wrong, or like, I'm just not a confrontational person. And I'm trying to understand that everything doesn't always have to be a confrontation. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, so I definitely feel like when things bother me, or there's certain things that I want, I've learned to start speaking up and saying those things, because either you're gonna be here or you're not.
Yeah.
And the decision is really mine. So if you're not gonna be here, or if you are gonna be here, I'm gonna let you know what it is and move accordingly. So I think that I still probably need to work on that just a little bit more before I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready to date again.
And honestly, don't feel like you have to have it all together before you date too, because I thought I had it, but when I met Jordan, I was like, damn, I can work on communicating, because I legit was like, nigga, can you just tell by my body language? And he was like, no. Like, I was like, damn, I gotta explicitly say, you know, give me 2 hours, 3 hours to myself. He was like, yeah, or otherwise I'm gonna be right up on you, you know? And so I can empathize with you, because I'm also very much independent. I think we have that in common. We're very strong, independent women. And so
you think an independent black woman, bitch, my picture, like,
we right there, little bitch. Okay.
Giving Marcos.
I did a lot of work before I met Jordan, but when I met him, it was like, damn, bitch, we still got work to do. So don't feel like
it's going to test the work you think you did.
Exactly. So I don't want you to get stuck in, okay, let me keep working on this. Like, work on it, but still be open to love, because learning doesn't stop with love. You're gonna be learning every single, I'm still learning, he's still learning, you know? And so, you know, definitely if you recognize something, you're self-aware, work on it, but don't let that stop you from being open to it, because you're gonna be getting tested and having to train and work even when you get in a relationship. It's not just gonna click. So that's the great thing about love, bitch, it's hard. So yeah, that's West T, y'all. I hope y'all got something from that, because that was actually really good. I really enjoyed that. So yeah, let's roll right into what was said, sweetie.
Girl.
And I'm gonna let you start, because I think you already got yours. I got one of mine, but I need to, what the hell? I need to find another one.
Girl, I feel like I have so many. I'm gonna cut these shits out, though.
Oh my God.
Because
I don't want no more to be.
Because it's giving a lot.
Oh my God.
So I'm gonna start with the first one. Okay. Well, actually, damn, that's crazy, because I literally have four, so I'll choose between the two. It says, sneak peek of Olajuwon getting ready for his wedding. It's a picture of Tristan Thompson in the same exact color.
I literally just saw that one. Oh my God.
And it's literally him in the same type of fit that Olajuwon got married in. But you know what's funny? Tristan actually looks good, but his voice turns me off. I can't stand a nigga that don't have a baritone about his voice. Like, nigga, are you talking? Is that me talking or you?
No, stop.
I don't like that. Tristan sounds like this. Oh my God. Chloe. I love Chloe so much. Even though I cheat on her all the time.
That doesn't even match his body.
That's not cool. Girl. Tristan's voice is fucking terrible.
Oh my God.
It's terrible. Yes. So the other one says, Michael doesn't watch TV but signed up to be on a TV show. what's this meme of Meg?
I just saw that one too.
That should have me crying. And then the last one says, Katina is beautiful. I just wish her wig wasn't like 375% density. Girl, I just want to go through and like razor out some of that hair. Like, damn, Mary, I really need to figure out whether or not is if that's a union based show. Like, y'all need to have me come. Well, no, it can't be. Ooh, that. So, bitch, maybe I might try to do that kind of work when I graduate from school.
Maybe so.
I love a good bust down middle part.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it so much hair on that wig?
It's a lot of hair. I can't even find a part.
And and this is coming from a frontal four bundle ass bitch. But the thing about it is, I order four bundles because, well, I don't know if y'all know, but I do have a hair company and I make wigs. Mm-hmm. So whenever I order that much hair, because I like to double the wefts. Because the more you wear the hair, the more you brush it, it starts to shed. So if you make it just a little bit fuller, like by the time you get a good wear and tear out of it, it's going to be at a decent density.
Yeah.
But you don't need that much density, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like that wig is thicker than me. Do you understand me? That wig got a BBL.
And I feel like it blocks. I feel like it blocks a lot of her face too, because she was on the after show talking about the show with Rudy from the Cosby Show. I forget her name.
Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Yeah. And she had like braids or something. I was like, oh my God, she's fucking beautiful. And I feel like all them damn bundles just like crowd her face. But when she had the braids,
I just got to like understand how she's able to pick her neck up.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, you're like blocking all your cheekbones, everything. Because when she had them braids,
jawbone structure, beautiful.
Girl, I was like, who is this? Is that Katina? She got them damn braids. She just looks so different. Like, she's
probably why I didn't notice her.
Revived. You know, so are those all your tweets?
I also have to make a comment because we are talking about her appearance and she is beautiful. Her no makeup shot when she was getting ready for the wedding. I said, yeah. Oh, this nigga won. It's too bad that he a fuck nigga. Because, bitch, you are fucking gorgeous.
I agree.
She looks so good.
Her, Noi, and Jasmina were beautiful without makeup. Like, just gorgeous. Like, all those women. I didn't get to see. I don't remember Lindsay.
Lindsay was like pretty without makeup too.
Okay, I don't remember what she looks up the first episode. I didn't. She looked very refreshed. I haven't seen Alyssa yet. I don't really give a fuck. But Jasmine Annoy and Katina just gorgeous without makeup. And I'm like, these men won for real, for real. Okay, so one of them I sent you is by at Alicia the Great, and it says Olajuwon out here crying. You wasn't crying when you was living in your truth as Isaac and his Aunt Viv.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. When I first saw that shit, I was cackling, like, loud as fuck. And then the other one is actually mine because that shit was funny as fuck. And, like, Michael literally changed his tune when he saw Jasmina. Like, this nigga was like, I don't compromise. And the tweet was, Michael before seeing Jasmina, I have a hard time compromising. Michael after seeing Jasmina, I might be able to make something shake. And it's the meme with the nigga like in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And shit, like,
I saw that one in the top tweets when I was looking for tweets.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck. And I think that's all I have. The other ones I like, but they didn't like stick out to me. But yeah, this is a really good 2 weeks. I've loved y'all. I've loved watching y'all engage. It's been amazing. I'm just really excited about this season because I've missed math so much.
And they've gained a new fan out of me because I've never watched or seen this show ever in my life. And I'm just like, this is so messy. I love it.
Yes.
Like, yes. I just, girl, I fucking can't.
Jordan always pick on me. He was like, oh, Married at First Sight coming back. I know you can't wait for the mess. Because he knew I love for drama and mess. Because that's just how I de-stress, damn it. I work all day. I want to watch bullshit at night. So I live for the mess. But moving on to season prediction. So for this episode, we normally do like an episode prediction for the following episode. But this week, because we're kicking off a new show, new season, we're going to give our season prediction of who we think, which couple is going to stay married and who's going to get a divorce. And kind of what we think is going to happen or take place throughout the season. So, do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can go first because, you know, like, I'm a new fan. It's like, yeah, I watched it the same way you did, but I don't think that I have as much of a idea because I don't really know how the show is set up and how it works. I haven't really got the opportunity to see the flow of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna say, I think as far as couples who may make it work, Lindsay and Mark,
okay.
Noi and Steve, and like you said, like if Jasmina is willing, I could maybe see her and Michael working, or at least if not continuing to work, at least being able to be good friends. But I'm definitely not rooting for Olajuwon or Alyssa at that other shit, because Alyssa is just already over it from jump, and like Olajuwon is full of bullshit, and Katina is too bad of a bitch to be dealing with a nigga that's not ready to come correct with her, and that's just period, especially now that she has been exposed on the internet and like this show is out, so people see her. Niggas gonna be on standby waiting for Olajuwon to fuck up.
Big fast. Katina fine as hell.
Is. Extremely. Like, she's gorgeous as fuck.
Okay. Any more predictions?
Not really, because I don't know how the show goes. Okay. I'm expecting to see, like, a honeymoon, and then,
yeah.
But I don't really know the rhythm of the show to be able to be like,
Right.
yeah, so, you know.
So I was thinking I'm gonna check back in with you once they start the honeymoons, because I think you'll, after seeing them have a night together, that'll see the chemistry, I think you might have a new prediction. You know, I got a lot of predictions.
Go ahead, friend. I'm here to listen.
Okay, so I'm gonna start with Lindsay and Mark. So for them, I feel like they have the potential to work, but I do feel like Lindsay's quirkiness, or maybe even a fear of abandonment that may come up, could cause friction between them because of her mom, and that she has her dad and her brother, but there's nothing like your mom. You know what I mean? Like, she even said on the show she's been trying to beg her mom to come to the wedding and she didn't. And I feel like they can either trauma bond in a good way or trauma bond in a bad way, and it breaks them up. And even her high energy becoming too much for him. Maybe she wants to go out to the bars. Maybe she wants to go hang out with the other wives and be outside the house more. He wants her at home. I can see that happening because I've seen that happen before. And she does seem like she likes to have a good time. So, maybe her energy is too much for him, and that creates friction. Not necessarily a divorce, but it definitely could create some drama in the show for views or whatever. But I do feel like they have the potential to stay together. Katina, Elijah, whatever the fuck, they were cast.
Elijah won.
Olajuwon, they are extras. You can't tell me otherwise. I definitely feel like he gonna get to that honeymoon when everybody see the other couples and see who was matched with who, and he gonna see Jasmina and be like, and I think he gonna be like trying not to stare. I think he gonna like what he see. I really do. I don't know why I feel that way. I've never felt that way about any couple. Like, oh, they're gonna get to the honeymoon and be checking each other out. When I see Isaac, I really feel like he gonna see Jasmina. And no shade to Katina, because Katina's fine as fuck. But it's two bad bitches in the same environment. That nigga not gonna know what to do. Isaac gonna
Niggas
be
don't know how
like,
to choose.
bitch, Isaac gonna be like, let's fuck them both. You know, that's what Isaac gonna be telling him to do, because they're two gorgeous women. He knows he has a gorgeous woman, but he's gonna see Jasmina, and I really think he's gonna, I'm sorry, I think he's gonna be attracted to her. And I do feel like, even though he said he doesn't want to get intimate on the first night or whatever, the first couple nights, and he wants to wait, which I think is some bullshit, because nigga, you had your clothes off at the club. You want some sex. I do feel like when they get to honeymoon, I already feel like Katina not feeling him to begin with, but I do feel like when they get to honeymoon, he gonna want some type of intimacy, and she's not gonna want to take it there. And I do think he's gonna respond negatively to that rejection, to her wanting to move slow, even though he said that's what he wanted, which is bullshit. I think he's gonna take it away and start his antics. It's gonna be the start of his bullshit. So they're not gonna stay together. That's gonna be an easy divorce. I see that coming a mile away. Steve and Noi, I think they're gonna stay together. I really do. I think they're gonna stay married, but I think they're gonna need to find a common ground, because they're both like up in the clouds and like super high, free spirit, let's flow, and all the hippie shit. And it's like, that can either be a beautiful union, or it can be something that drive you apart, because you're both too free spirited. No, where is the stability? Nobody has any security, no grounding. And so I think Steve is gonna, he's gonna need to challenge himself to be stable for her, because somebody's gonna need to bring stability to this relationship. That free spirit shit is beautiful, but if you don't have a foundation, it's easy to also drift the fuck apart, because free spirits don't have a stake nowhere. They just be flowing, and if you flowing and y'all flowing in the opposite direction, then that's a divorce. So I just hope that they can find a middle ground with that. But I definitely feel like they have the potential to stay married. Jasmine and Michael, I agree. It's hit or miss. I think that is dependent upon Jasmina. I think Michael wants this to work, and he wants this to last forever. But I also think Michael's lack of like experience with compromising and like having to push himself in relationships is going to be a roadblock. I already feel like Jasmine is not all the way attracted to him. So I think all that is going to give them a lot of conflict in the beginning. I think in the beginning, they're going to face a lot of bullshit. But I think if they see it through, they communicate, they let their walls down, they compromise, they get advice from the experts. I think with that, they can make it work. If they don't do that, then they're going to get a divorce, period. Like, easy. But I think if they take the advice from the experts, they do the work, they communicate, they do the activities and all this bullshit, and like, you know, they can work. I really do. But they're both going to have to bend, and that's the struggle. Because she also seemed very, like, stubborn. You know, Jamaicans, they like they shit the way they like they shit, you know? And he's Haitian, and he already don't like to compromise. So I feel like if they can break past that, they'll be okay. Alyssa and Chris, divorce. Lindsay and Mark, I don't have much. Just like, I don't even know why the fuck that happened. Like, that was a stupid-ass match. Lindsay and Mark, I already said, okay, that was the end of it. So, yeah, that's all I got. I think this season, like the others, is going to be full of ups and downs and plot twists and shit we don't expect, which is what I love about the Mavs. But yeah, I think we got two solid couples, at least. Because even the three that I think going to stay together is always going to be one that gives us a wild card. I think we're going to get at least two couples who say yes. And maybe one out of the two that's going to say marry after they say yes. Because you still got the reunion. There's always a reunion. And sometimes at the reunion, people who say yes come out and be like, well, we broke up. So I think out of the two, Steve Noir and Jasmine and Michael, and I feel like Jasmine and Michael might have some trouble. That's what I think. I think they may be the ones that break up after the show. But I think Steve Noir are like a definite.
You just gave me another prediction. That's why I was making so many faces while you was talking.
You're making a lot of faces.
Because you know how you said you think that Olajuwon is going to be attracted to Jasmina.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think Jasmina is that attracted to Michael. What if she attracted to Olajuwon too?
Fuck.
But you know, Katina is her girl. They bonded over being the black girl. So maybe...
They bonded over being the black girls who got cheated on. How you going to cheat on... Cheat with this nigga as he cheats on your bitch.
But I feel like Katina might be on some shit like, I'm not really feeling him, so girl, you could have him. If it works that way, that could be a plot twist. But you know, I don't know how the show works.
Bitch, with the last season that happened, it was a couple, didn't work out. That bitch went to this nigga and they still together, bitch. They doing commentary on this season together and they still fucking together. It was okay. Okay, let's back up. So you know the couple I said that met before the show, knew each other, the Asian couple? They didn't work out. There was this black couple, cute black man, and black woman, but this bitch, they called her Hurricane K. This bitch was crazy. Even on the show, she was crazy, running through furniture, acting irate, you know, a little bit off. They broke up. The Asian bitch and the black man got together, and they still together. And now I'm like, so we swinging? We swinging now? So,
not Jada and Will.
Bitch. So now I'm like, I can see Jasmina liking the meat that Isaac is pushing. And that will piss me off because Jasmina is so much better than Olajuwon. It don't make no fucking sense. She can do so much fucking better. But I really do feel like there might be a mutual thing. I didn't want to say that, but I'm glad you said it first. This is too much. Because... the last season literally was full of swingers. Like, somebody dropped this article about how this person was with this person. They was running up to their apartment after hours when the camera stopped. And I was just like, what? And everybody they said that was fucking around ended up getting a divorce. You know? And they, like, it would have made sense because they was out here fucking around any fucking way. So now I'm like, because of Isaac's character past, whatever, I can really see him being like, okay, Katina fine, which he did, but he gets to that honeymoon, you know, y'all at the beach, you got, you know, liquor flowing, and you see Jasmina, and you like, she got that short nigga, I can do better, you know, I'm better than him, you know, I got tattoos, I'm tall, I got a mohawk, and she probably see that nigga and be like, he got tattoos, he tall, he got him. And she see her little short man, and
now you got something to think about.
You know what I'm ready for? I'm ready for the preview after this episode. That's what I'm ready
To
for.
see what's
Because,
really going on.
yeah, because that preview is gonna give us a glimpse at the honeymoons. You know, the first, like, it's gonna give me a little taste of something. So we're gonna have like a better prediction for this week's episode. For this week's, yeah. So, damn. It's gonna be some drama. I fucking know it. Cause it's been going too well. Like the first couple episodes have been too smooth. Ain't been no static. But I know it's coming. If y'all out there listening, Mavs fans, y'all hear me. I know it's coming. I can't get too comfortable because when you get too comfortable, them couples that you love don't end up together. So,
Is me having to be like, just kind of sitting in the back because I've never experienced this show before.
girl, you finna lose your virginity this season because you're gonna get an idea of how the fuck they do shit. It's never what you think, and that's the scary part because you brought up a good point. What if Jasmina likes him? What if she likes Isaac? You think Isaac got a big D?
I don't. Or if
No.
he do, I don't think he's good at sex because niggas who just do too
Yeah.
much
You don't seem like he good. I was
never.
gonna say that. I don't feel like he good at sex. Even if he got like an average size dick, like, okay, it's decent. I don't think he know how to use it. I think he still be hitting it like it's cameras in the room. You know, it's all about, you know, it ain't
A
focused on
jack,
the
I can't
woman.
stand a jackhammer ass nigga. Niggas who just run their mouth too much. Niggas who are like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Oh, I be fucking bitches. This, that, and the third. Like, it always be hoe ass niggas that be trash as fuck at sex. And they think that they're good at it because they're getting their nut. Whereas with women, it was just a graph that went around showing like orgasms from like gay men, bisexual men, heterosexual women, lesbians, like, and anything that involved a woman dealing with a nigga, the percentage was low. And it's like, and I believe it. I
Yes.
don't think that Olajuwon is hitting like that. And if the meat is eating, I don't feel like he knows what to do with it because he just does too much. And I feel like men who are typically like extremely hypersexual, they're not good at sex. And I'm not saying that because, like, oh, I've experienced those type of partners, but like, you know how it is. Like, when you get with your girls and you have girls talking, to be like, man, like, this nigga hyped this shit up and that shit was so mid. That's why I like a nigga with a calm demeanor. And I don't care how much a man tries to fake that, you cannot pull the wool over
You
my
can't.
eyes when it comes down to that.
You can't. Those are our predictions for this season. We're gonna have new predictions every episode, of course, as they unravel all the new drama. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Rewind and Recap, RewindReCap. We live tweet every Wednesday as the show goes live, and we post every Tuesday. We are going to start going live on Instagram every week just to kind of have some what's tea follow-up questions and connect with you guys and really interact with y'all. So make sure you tune in for that. We will announce when we're going to go live. But thank y'all so much for listening this week. I know we've been out, but we bizak. So thank y'all
Sure.
for tuning in with us. Cece, do you have anything else for the people?
I don't, other than Olajuwon is going to hell.
I
That's it.
concur. Thank y'all so much for listening. We will chat with y'all next week, and we see you bitches on Twitter this Wednesday with the shits.
Period.
Bye.
Bye.